Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Turning our attention to Afghanistan, Joe Biden has said that there will be great difficulty in meeting the withdrawal deadline set by law of May 1 to pull out all of our troops from Afghanistan. What's behind all that? What's the correct solution? Why is that the case? We went into Afghanistan 20 years ago because Osama bin Laden and the people that had engineered 9/11 were hiding out there. Smoked them out, shut them down, killed a lot of them. Osama bin Laden went into hiding. Finally, we found him, sent special forces in, the Navy SEALs team, take him out. We've been in there ever since. And, you know, John McCain is somebody I like quite a bit. He was a Republican. I'm a Democrat, and we differed on a lot of issues, but thought he had a lot of integrity, a lot of integrity. But he said, you know, we may have to be in Afghanistan even if we're there 100 years. That's what he said, 100 years. I do not want to be anywhere for 100 years with an occupying army like that against the will of the populace in general. We have troops in Europe. We have troops in Japan, or at least bases in Japan. We have troops, bases in South Korea, and that's with their consent at their request, and that's fine. And that's also consistent with our objectives. But you can't just keep people in Afghanistan. If you keep too few people there, they're going to get overrun and killed. If you keep a lot of people there, it's simply a military commitment without a definition. What is the definition? Here's what's happened. In the 19th century, the British went into Afghanistan. It didn't work out well. They were driven out. The Afghans, there's a lot of mountains. Some of them live in caves. It's a very poor country, and it's a very rigid country, and they drove the British out. Then the Commie Ruskies tried to go in. Remember that? And we pulled out of the 1980 Olympics because they'd invaded Afghanistan, and we helped the what are now the Taliban. The Mujahideen. Remember the Mujahideen? They were the good guys. Well, now their name is the Taliban. They're the bad guys. And they knocked off the Ruskies. Ruskies came in, you know, they'd go through a mountain pass and the Mujahideen would be up there and roll boulders on them and all, you know, it was a bad news. You're not going to, in effect, drag Afghanistan into the 21st century. Afghanistan is not a medieval society. Afghanistan is a Stone Age society. One of the terrible things is that if we pull out of Afghanistan by May 1, every girl's school will be closed down. Every girl who goes to school and every female teacher will be murdered. Women will wear burqas and be routinely treated the way they were treated in the Stone Age. There was no Islam in the Stone Age, but certainly the way they were treated in the 7th century. And it will be generations of sadism and violence and terrible things. And the question I pose is, that is true of a lot of areas of the world. That's true of North Korea. That's true of part of Africa. That's true of part of Asia. What is the responsibility? What is the ability of the West to correct that? And is it military? Joe Biden's wrestling with that right now. I don't think we're withdrawing the remainder of our troops on May 1. We withdraw only some of them, the rest at some point are going to be overwhelmed. They can be overwhelmed. Small group in a fort. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call as always. I have no answers for Afghanistan. They've been at war since time began. So,
right.
Boy, I wouldn't want to be pissed. I wouldn't want to be faced with that decision. It's something like Wisconsin here with Robin Voss running it, Stone Age. And you know what really fries me is that the assemblymen, the Republican assemblymen, they can talk or say whatever they want, but in the end, they follow in lockstep with Robin Voss. It doesn't matter. You have assemblymen just north of Madison that ran basically as Democrats. But in the end, whatever they say means nothing because Robin Voss call him on the phone and say, this is what you will do. and he better do it, because if he doesn't, he's going to get primaried.
Right.
This whole situation with Medicare, it's just completely insane. The man, you know, I hate to get too carried away on a Friday. It's supposed to be kind of a happy day. It's the end of the work week. But this man is responsible for the deaths or the sickness of lots of people. And a lot of them vote for the Republican Party. I don't understand this. I don't understand why he wouldn't take the money. You actually help the economy. And a lot of these employers, they can't pay health insurance or whatever. But you put more people to work in the healthcare industry, for God's sake, and they save money in the long run. So this is my Fight Friday rant. I do not understand the Republican Party. I don't get it anymore. None of their assemblymen have an independent bone in their body. So with that rant, happy Friday to you and have a great weekend.
Yeah, how do you really feel, Paul? I'm with you, my friend. You a lot of wisdom in what you said. Let me unpack it. It's very, very good stuff. Robin Voss is essentially, simply sort of the ringmaster. He himself takes his orders from their donors. And here's the deal. And I've heard this, and I think fairly good authority. There were a number of bills that a lot of Republicans did not want to vote for. For instance, voter ID, they realized that it would really hurt a lot of people, and not just in the inner city, but especially there, but students, elderly people, a lot of good people. They did not want to turn down, they did not want to see us reject $1 billion in Medicare funding. They didn't want Act 10. A lot of them did not want to Act 10. There was a time when some Republicans got along very well with the various unions, including the teachers union. What happens is you say a phone call now with COVID. Yeah. But in the old days, they'd sit there and word would get around that, Jimmy Jones or whoever it was going to be voting against something that the donors wanted. And there'd be a knock on the door and in would walk Robin Voss. Sort of like Putin. There's not an entirely lack of resemblance between Voss and Putin. I mean, if you look at both, if you put up a picture of Robin Voss and Vladimir Putin and look away real quick, there clearly was a common ancestor at some time, clearly a common ancestor, maybe 7 or 8 centuries ago. I don't know. But in any event, so Voss goes in and says, listen, Jimmy, we need your vote. Well, I just feel bad. Well, Jimmy, let me be very blunt. There's a county board member or a local alderman or some kind of a trustee in some village. And they are real eager to run for your seat. And in a primary, we have donors in Janesville. We have donors out of state with a lot of money. $1 million to them is a rounding error. $1 million to them is chump change. $1 million to them is $10 to you. When I say the word, money's going to come in from this captive trustee or county board member or whatever it is, clerk. Suddenly, they are going to look like heroes. They're going to look like great defenders of all of our issues. And you are going to be questioned slowly, initially, then worse, then worse, then worse. And on election day, you're going to lose probably 60-40. And you will no longer be in the assembly or the Senate, whichever it was, because Voss is really the enforcer, the LeMahieu, the new guy in the Senate. It's all well and good, but Voss is the guy cracking the whip. And you will no longer, when you go into the Dew Drop Inn, be given the table of honor under the moose head. People will not look at you with shiny eyes and say, he's a big man. They'll say, wait in line. You don't have a reservation. That's what they'll say. And you'll slink down the street and you'll go into the grocery store and people will look away from you. You will be shamed. In one case, I think the guy got emotional, but that's the way it was. And that's why this stuff is passed. That's exactly what Wisco Paul is saying. That's why this stuff is passed. They have independent thoughts, but their status, their meager, pitiful status, is everything to them. The universe is a cold and dark place, and they shine brightly for a few seconds in effect, and they don't want to get extinguished. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. I personally think that if you had a Republican member of the Assembly or the Senate who is a strong personality, said, no, I'm not, and I'm voting the way I want, and then when you put up this hack county board member, whoever it is, I'm going to take them on, I'm thinking that a discerning population, especially if there are crossover votes by Democrats, because we have an open primary, and just right-thinking Republicans might make the guy survive. Voss wouldn't give him a committee. It's a shakedown racket, all because of gerrymandering. If we had fair maps commissions, all these people were in 5149 districts, they would not have the guts to do it. And that's what's happening. And what do you get as a result of that? Paul, what do you get? You get turning down $1 billion in Medicaid money, where we then had to put $1 billion of our own money, tax dollars, state, after we turned down our own federal tax dollars coming back, which we'd already paid. So we double paid taxes. And then Walker lowered the income level so that people making something like 14 or 15 grand a year weren't going to get it. Are you kidding me? And now Voss again is turning down money for Medicaid again, and turning down money for unemployment comp for the first week to, quote, incentivize people, even though it's our federal tax dollars. That's what he's doing. That is what he is doing. He cannot be trusted with money. He cannot be trusted with money. The Republicans will steal it. They'll waste it. Or somebody else will get it. Somebody else will get it. Their donors will steal it. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.